Any assumed positive change represents hope, especially to ever-suffering Bills fans, and perhaps it's false hope. But since it's also inextricably linked to the new year, there's something symbolic about that. I dare say, just like the signing of Mario Williams over the summer created hope, again, perhaps false hope, there's good hope here. And also, it represents another change. If only in an age in viewing, Ralph Wilson's 94, Buddy Nix is 73, Russ Brandon is 45, and the general manager in waiting, Doug Whaley, is 40. So I'm not saying a youth movement is always positive, but it gives it a fresh perspective, and it gives a new perspective for the Bills fans.
Well, you know, you hit on something really important. You talked about the hype around Mario Williams. Each season before they get ready, it seems like they're working towards selling tickets, and they have this big plug, but yet then the plane declines and they don't do well.
It's really a very good perspective. Who's to say? I think, like all kinds of things that take place, there's probably mixed reasons, but I'm sure the Mario Williams signing was also not only just football-related, but related in terms of fan base. And I wouldn't be surprised if Russ Brandon didn't have some kind of input in that, even though he wasn't president yet of the Buffalo Bills, because he's a great marketer.
Do you think sometimes it's better just for a major shakeup opposed to just promoting from within all the time?
I am of the belief that if you have talented people in-house, that it's always better to promote in-house, depending upon the circumstances, of course, simply because you have people who are able to see the perspective, and I hate this expression, hit the ground running, but I'll use it. Russ Brandon will be able to do that immediately, and the Bills have been really farsighted in getting Doug Whaley here from Pittsburgh, where he had a good record, because here's somebody inside who is being groomed to take general manager's position as soon as Buddy Nix decides to retire, or the Bills decide to retire him.
Do you think they'll ever get back to those playoff fever times again?
To go to four Super Bowls in a row will never happen for any team. But I think it's possible to have a more focused kind of optimism about the Buffalo Bills because of the changes. I'll be more interested, however, in the changes that take place with the hiring of a new coach and a real good group of assistant coaches. The idea that Buffalo is not a sexy kind of city to go to and that you can't get the first tier of coaches is false. There's only 32 available positions in the National Football League, and the Bills organization certainly has some positive aspects to it. So I believe they should go for somebody who has been a proven commodity. I don't know who that is, but I'm hoping they do make a splash and not just hire somebody who is going to be greeted with mixed emotions by Buffalo Bills fans. I think they have the ability now to get somebody who is well-known and also skillful as a coach.
Ross Rinfola, thank you so much for your perspective on the future of the Buffalo Bills.
Thank you for your call.